Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it
does. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas Podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Speaker Brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Happy New Year, Brett.
Happy New Year.
And
Happy New Year.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network.
Woo-hoo! 2016.
Wait, the weather outside is crappy.
Where's our honker?
It's, and it is. I'd like to take a nappy.
Oh, I did.
But I really, really ought to know. This weather blows, weather blows, weather blows.
Yes,
hey,
it does.
And let me, if I could.
Please do.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And congratulations for joining us, because during these cold, shivering times in Las Vegas, you have discovered the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
Yes. And by the way, these two handsome fellers.
Indeed.
We've been here in the Las Vegas for a combined total of 30,000 years, which means we're not only going to cover what it's like to live here, we're going to talk about adventures on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street, other cool places here. And oh, by the way, let's say you're a visitor. Let's say you're a tourist. Maybe you're a fan of our fair city. Well, guess what? This show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. This show will make you the pretty girl at the party.
Nice.
That's not a promise. Yes, it is. That's not a guarantee. That's a promise. By the way, you can watch this show live. What? Is that even possible on the
internet? It is.
I don't believe that's even possible. We've done it 246 times.
No kidding.
What the?
In a row.
That's great. Yes. And here's how you do that. Scott, I would like to watch you live. Who wouldn't? You go to VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Come join us in the live chat. We have people right now as we speak who are watching our show live, and they're naked.
Ooh.
How do I know that?
Unless he pops naked, though.
Well, no, sometimes you just...
Sorry, Pops.
Sometimes you got to go to the dark side. You can't be afraid. You got to go, hey, I need a little naked pop. I need a little naked pop.
I don't know that I need pop.
There you go. So join us. Get in the live chat. Be a part of the show. Get in there. Get your questions asked. Have fun. And guess what? Fame happens as a...
People are famous.
How many people are famous who are in the live chat? Let's just say all of them.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are famous. Okay, now, who am I? Great question. Reasonable. Well done. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. And how you doing, hot stuff? And by the way, Happy New Year again. The weather outside is, in fact, crappy. I run the Vegas Video Network. I've been an online broadcaster for about 400 years. Most experienced live producing broadcaster in all of Nevada, just so you know. And I'm not alone.
Don't hurt yourself, dude.
He's back. Was that because I was tapping myself on the back?
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
All right, you're not going to be introduced if you keep treating me that way.
I love you.
I'm in no mood.
I love you.
I am in no mood to be toyed with.
That's true.
Now, here's the deal about this guy. If you watch the Christmas show, and I just saw in the live chat, by the way, the Christmas show was awesome, according to Pops. He played two major parts. Angry Who's, which doesn't make any fucking sense.
Like, I was mad at the Grinch.
Stop being angry.
I wasn't.
You're a fucking Who. Who's are happy.
I missed rehearsals.
Yes, you did. And then he played the bipolar Santa Claus in that he started off like this. And then eventually it's like, oh, fuck, Santa Claus. Okay, but we know him as many. Yes, he's Kris Kringle, we know. He's St. Nick, of course. He's also RQS. He's Drinky Pants. He is the managing partner of All Things Powerful and, of course, KSHB Radio. Everybody knows him as Brett Grant, everybody. There he is.
I apologize for butchering those roles, but I'm not an actor. I might play one in the show, but I'm an improv kind of guy. I didn't follow the script very well. I know. I felt bad. I hope I didn't screw it up for Danny, who was, you know, Danny was way, she was excellent.
She was
excellent. Yeah, she was excellent. Oh, and Pimp and Wayne was very good as well, and Jesse and Lisa. Lisa. They were all excellent. I was the weak link. I readily admit that. I was. I'm not quite the missing link, but I was the
I would the argue weak link. A good time was had by all.
Yeah, see, I got my brow was furrowed there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was during the Grinch. That's you being the angry you know what? I've gone back, I've checked the script. There is no fucking angry.
I could never be on like SNL or any of those kind of things. I couldn't do it. No practice. I apologize.
It was actually we had a really good time. Great feedback, and
for the radio station years ago. We did the entire Scrooge, the entire thing, and we had a newsman who was the perfect narrator.
We
did it on the radio.
How fun is that?
So somebody's Ebenezer Scrooge, Tiny Tim, I forget who I was, but it was
how fun was
that? Was a blast, and it was like 2.5 hours, and people were just glued to the radio listening to it. Awesome? We promoted the heck out of it.
I love that.
It was a long time ago.
I love that. Yeah, and that was kind of. I think I'm going to talk about this a little bit later. I will, but it was great. Okay, over and under. Boop.
Oh, we got to go 82.5.
82.5. 82.5. Also, before we get started with the big show, I want to thank Aaron. Now, Aaron, if you recall, sent us, I mentioned that she sent us a card. It's like a three-dimensional card, and I showed a picture of it, and I completely fucked it up.
Oh, geez.
So she made this.
Right, yeah.
So apparently you have to be smarter than a fifth grader to be able to figure out some of her cards. So
yeah,
I get this
TV
thing.
Show.
I mean, there's something there. So I looked at it. I'm like, well, I think she meant to do this, and I couldn't have been more wrong. I took a picture of it. I'm like, well, this looks pretty fucking fancy. Yeah, yeah. Even I fucked it up. It looks pretty good. Wrong. So she wrote me back and actually, that's not what happened. So I saw a picture of it on her Facebook page. And I'm like, oh, shit. That's how it's supposed to look. And that's not you. That's me.
Somebody.
It's like this. That's what it looks like. It's actually a box that's supposed to like pop up with people coming out of it, and there's Santa Claus and stuff, and there's the Vegas Video Network visor, and over there's a couple of CDs. I'm like, well, that's pretty fancy. So it's actually in my office.
I'm actually amazed that there's nothing else on the shelf.
Well, I just built that.
This week over the
break where everybody else got a break. I was working every fucking day in that studio, doing some pretty cool shit, which I'll show you in a second.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is a really great card, and even though it's a Christmas card, fuck it, I'm putting it up because it's got Vegas Video Network shit, and it's a lot of work, and I can't imagine throwing that thing away. It had to take her a year to make the fucking thing,
or half an hour.
So let's call it a year. And then she also included a really nice letter, and she writes,
Dear Scott and Britt,
wishing you and your families a very Merry Christmas from Prescott, Arizona. This card was made, stand by. This card was made especially for you while listening to Christmas Acoustic. It's actually Christmas Acoustic, both volumes. However, and by the way, nobody can pronounce it. However, no honey jack was consumed in the making of this card. Really? Look at this card. You got to be a little high to make a card that groovy. I figured at 7 a.m. it was probably a bit early. Really? Doesn't feel early. It's the holidays. You're allowed to drink. Enjoy the season and feel free to pick my name for this week's Haddam, Aaron Perry. Thank you, Aaron.
Yay. Very nice.
Clearly one of the most talented people. Certainly the most talented in the studio. Held that.
No question.
These two hacks don't know what the fuck they're doing. So thank you very much, Aaron. And let's begin our program, wanna?
Sure. I thought we started already.
Yeah, I don't feel like we did.
Oh, okay. Do, do, do. Boo, do, do. I have that same frame, by the way. Up there, your top picture of you playing the drums?
Yeah.
At age 12?
Yeah. That's me age 16, by the way.
Okay, that's close.
Yeah, it looks like
I got the
12.
Exact same, I have the same frame.
Yeah.
Not the same picture.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say I have the exact same haircut. Really?
No, I have the same frame. My hair, believe me, would never look like that.
Is that because you weren't allowed to
do that? No, my hair would be like Ike Turner. Okay, mine goes this way. Okay, yours went down like a typical hippie dude. Mine went out.
We would prefer surfer dude.
Okay, well, mine was Ike Turner. I rolled in.
Southern California.
Roll about
Southern California.
Mary.
Okay, Southern California, I'm just telling you. We're not a whatever you
people. I said hippie. That's hippie. Northern. But you spent some time in Northern California.
I did.
Yeah, see a little Haight-Ashbury picture there.
That, I didn't spend time when I was that age. That was after I, you know, became an adult and had kids and work and all that nonsense. Right. No, that's fucking 16 years old in the jazz band.
Oh, nice.
I just broke a drumstick right there.
Did you?
You don't really break drumsticks in jazz band unless you're a motherfucker. Shut your mouth. It's talking about me.
Shut your mouth.
Okay, so it's 2016. What are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to do two things. We're going to give you our resolutions. We are going to bare our souls to you. And then predictions. If you look at us, you think to yourself, these two cats, whoop, man, they're omni-knowledged. Which is a new word I just made up.
Yes, you did.
Some people say omnipresent. Fuck that.
That's
I'm saying omni-knowledged. These right. two guys know stuff. They feel stuff. They are stuff. They see into. I look into people's eyes and I know what they're thinking. Oh, shit, Brett. What?
Sorry.
What are you doing there? Stop that.
Good point.
And I'm putting my pants back on. I usually don't wear pants during the show. That joke.
Thank you very much.
That joke didn't work.
No, like a lead balloon.
You can see I wear pants. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so first we're going to talk about our resolutions. We're going to begin with he who is Angry Santa. Brett.
Angry Santa. You know, I've never really been a resolution kind of guy. I've always thought of things, but, you know, you tend to break them and all that kind of stuff. You know, everybody tends to go to the exercise thing or lose 20 pounds or whatever. I've never really done that kind of stuff. And actually, since
why then? If so, in other words, you have no resolution.
Well, my resolution, honestly, is to make it to this time next year's resolution. So
there you go.
My resolution is that my best day of 2015 is my worst day in 2016. How's that?
That's my best day in 2000. My worst. That's good.
Yeah.
That's
you know, when you're a cancer dude, it's and ironically, this month is my 6-year anniversary of being diagnosed. So as a stage 4 cancer patient, that's like a victory every time January rolls around.
And if I might interject and interrupt, when you were first diagnosed, they said that you would live how long?
Well, they said we get 2 years out of you, it'd be pretty good. And I almost died in 6 months.
Right.
So, you know, I almost didn't make it out of the hospital by the time June rolled around. June, July, I almost didn't make it. So
you're kicking some ass.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's you get more feel. I think of resolutions or this kind of stuff is more philosophical stuff. You try to do self-improvement things or that kind of stuff. I'm just going to try and be a better dude if I can.
In what way?
I'm a cranky bastard at home.
What?
Wait a minute. Oh, I told my wife this
the
today.
The angriest man on Facebook is a cranky bastard?
Cranky bastard at home.
That can't be
It's
true.
Funny because every day at about 3:45, there's a specific thing that I want to watch on TV. It's a specific show. 20 minutes. It's a little news thing I like to watch if I'm home from work.
Sure.
If I'm at the office, I'll watch it while I'm at the office. But if I happen to be at home,
well, you're the boss.
I want to watch that from 3:38 until 3:58.
Please share what that show is.
It's the panel on the
If you say the View, I'm gonna fucking shoot myself.
It's a political thing on Fox News.
Yep.
But it's the panel it's on weekend on the special report.
Oh, with
the
Brett
news
Baer.
Show special report.
That's
with
a good
Brett
show.
Baer. Okay, and it's you know they have different panelists and they talk about the issues and they have
the Krause
it's
guy,
interesting stuff.
Krause Hammer.
Yeah, and I like to watch that.
Yep.
But if I'm at home, every time, and I'm not kidding when I say every time, everybody walks in the door at 3:35 and the noise goes from zero to oh, and I can't hear it. And I just say to myself, son of a bitch, every freaking day I want to watch this thing and I can't do it. So, yeah, I get a little cranky in that kind of stuff.
So your goal is to reduce the crank.
Yeah.
Now, are you
part
of
it is you don't, you know, part of it is quite frankly, you don't feel well a lot of times. And you're just like, you know, just leave me alone. I just need to rest and
I get that.
And all that. And then you get a little cranky. And then of course, you know, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm fine. I'm fine.
Do you like people asking you that?
How do I feel? It doesn't bother me. You know, most people tell me, hey, you look good. Oh, thanks. You know.
How do you feel about that question? I mean, I'm serious. I don't know.
No, it doesn't bother me.
Everybody asks me about you who knows, you know, what you're going. I'm like, oh, he's the biggest motherfucker I've ever met. I mean, I'd be fucking curled in the ball crying for every fucking day.
Well, yeah, I've had like, you know, I was telling you before we come in, I've had some pain in my back and lower back for like, I don't know, since like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You can't get comfortable. It's driving you nuts. So you're like, you're miserable.
Yeah.
You're like, son of, I can't get comfortable. I can't sit and be comfortable. I can't, although it feels okay right now. So
that's,
you know,
because of me.
It is. You got a comfy chair.
You
got a comfy chair.
No,
not really.
It's me.
I'm not sitting on you.
I'm giving you, it's a glowing warmth of
love
and joy. Let's go with that one. Huh?
So I'm not a big resolution guy, but
okay.
I mean, I think in general, as we were talking before about some stuff, politically stuff. You know, I think as a general rule, if you go back the last, let's say 2000, I don't want to say necessarily 9/11, but since that time, our country has gotten very angry with each other. And in a lot of ways, a lot of divisive issues, a lot of things where,
mm-hmm.
you know, we used to be able to disagree and respectfully disagree and say, you know what, I think you're full of crap, but yeah, you're my buddy and I still like you and that's cool.
Right.
You know, now it's like, oh, you're a this and you're a that, or you're a that and you're a this. And it's just, you know, we're just a lot meaner.
Yeah.
We're meaner.
Mm.
And we're not as smart as we used to be, because we used to be a lot more informed. So my resolution is, let's get more informed.
Oh, that's good.
I'm like, okay, I'll do that one.
Yeah, okay, I like that. So my resolution is, I actually am very similar to you in that I have never been a specific resolution guy. Now, you know, I'm a small business owner, and like most small business people, when it came to, you know, my thinking for 2016, I'm like, okay, well, I'm about tapped out physically for myself.
Right.
You know, with the co-op and Podworks and the network, I mean, there's not much more. I'm having a hard time scaling by myself, so I got to find somebody. So I put out some, a feeler for that, and that looked good. Ended up not, I couldn't find somebody that was a fit, so I've actually just posted another job. But the point of that was this. So I definitely do the, okay, what's the plan? What's the budget? What are my numbers? What's my target for 2016? So I did that work for the business stuff. And I think, you know, if we do well, we can kick ass. And then I thought about when I was living in in the Bay Area, I signed up for, I auditioned for a show. It's called Get Fit with Malou. And this is one of those 7 o'clock news magazines they have in the Bay Area. And you know the guy who does a show for Dirty Jobs? What's Mike?
Yeah, Mike Rowe.
So he was a co-host of this show. Yeah. And this Malou guy, little Asian gal, did this thing.
Oh, Magoo. Magoo. Oh,
no, Malou.
Oh, sorry.
Who, when she signed my t-shirt, I created a brand called Fat Dad for me. And I had her sign it, and she said, never mind. Be nice, Scott. Be nice. I'm not going to say it. Anyway, so I probably will say it at some point. I'll do it in the after show. I will tell you what she wrote. So anyway, I auditioned for this thing. It was 700 people went in there to do audition for this thing where you basically get a 24-hour fitness thing for a year, a trainer, diet, all that kind of stuff, free for a year, but you're on TV for a year.
Oh, boy.
Right, 750 people auditioned. I was one of those people. It got down to 17. I was one of those people. I made it.
Okay.
So I was one of four people who was followed around for a year. Do this. I lost 35 pounds.
Awesome.
And I was like, it was pretty good. And, month three, they're like, well, after the third month, it's supposed to be a pattern. Is it a pattern? I'm like, fuck no. I hate this shit. I hate all of this shit. You are insane if you think people like this shit. I was the biggest fan. I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, I've always been at about, 220, 224, kind of where I'm at. And I'm like, God damn it, this is getting out of control. And I gained some little bit of weight in fucking, the holidays. What? That's a shock. And I'm like, I've had enough. I can't do this. And it's not so much me wanting to back off eating, because I like to eat, because I'm a fucking idiot. But I'm really out of shape. So what I ended up deciding is, okay, I've got to get back in shape. Now, last year, I think it was last year or the year before, I started playing with yoga. And I got an app, on Melissa's iPad or whatever, because we had Apple TV and I could put it on. And it was helpful, but I just got busier, I got pissier, whatever the fuck it was. I'm like, I gotta do it again, because I actually believe yoga is arguably one of the best physical exercises there is. You can kind of ramp up. I'm like, I'm doing it again. So I started. So my resolution is not be a pussy and do yoga. Now, I don't mean I'm joining a fucking gym and I'm not going to the yoga retreat and I'm not doing. I can't
hot do yoga.
Can't. Yeah. Right. Well, what's that called? Burkham.
Burkham.
Can't do it. So I wake up in the morning, I downloaded an app on my Android thing, and I do 15 minutes of, right now it's beginner yoga. And I will tell you what, I've done it for a couple of days now. I started on Monday. Today was my second day. And you know what? Have you ever done yoga?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's fucking hard.
Not on purpose. I might have fallen over and made a yoga move somewhere.
Right. Hey, he just did a downward
my
dog.
My leg just fell over my top of my head.
You're a fucking...
That doesn't feel good.
You did the tree.
Exactly.
You're a tree. Hey, is that a downward dog? Hey. No, so
pick me up, please.
So I'm doing these yogas. I'm doing the fucking tree. And I will tell you what.
I'm sure you're sore.
It's hard. I'm not sore. But I'm breaking a baby little sweat at 7 a.m. or 7:30 in the morning. Okay, let's not be crazy. 8. And I'm like,
45.
God, this is ish. Don't, it's a rounding error. Don't judge me. But I'm like, okay, that just proves to you how fucking out of shape you are.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got to get it together. Just got it. So that my goal is to just fucking do some yoga.
You know, I read. First of all, kudos for wanting to do something. You know, I have a motto that I've gone by my entire life. I don't like to lift weights. They're too heavy. So I just don't do them. My dad used to always joke around, your grandmother is the strongest person in the family, because she would go down to the basement and clean, and all those, you know, dead weights that you guys have down there, and all the weights, she'd pick them up and dust underneath them. She's the only one that ever picked them all up. He used to always joke around about that kind of stuff. But I was reading something the other day, a couple of things. Number one, at our age, you know, around 50,
yeah,
50 plus.
Thank you for that.
Cardio is actually not a good way for you to lose midsection stuff.
Yeah. That's what I need to lose, by the way.
Yeah, but cardio is not necessarily one of the things to do. Most of us suffer from lack of sleep, and that's where a lot of our stuff comes from. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the illnesses people get, or the fatigue, or the things that they get, Alzheimer's, people that suffer, there's a correlation to not enough sleep during this particular time of your life, when you should be getting plenty of rest. They say for people around that age...
May I interrupt? Do you take a sleeping aid to sleep?
Not normally. I have at times when I was going through hardcore chemo.
I do every night.
Yeah?
Every
night. What time do you go to bed, typically? I know you're a little later here on Tuesday night, but...
Yeah, but you know, normally I...
if you're a normal night, you're at home.
10-ish.
Okay. They say it's a good time because between 10:30 and 11 is when people of our age get their best REM sleep.
Yeah.
And your melatonin, is that what it's called? Or I don't know what it's called.
I think I think so.
I don't forget what it's called.
But like I take a half dose of Unisom, I think it's the melt in your mouth one.
Right.
I take a half a dose of that every night. And I don't take it on the weekends because I'm, you know, I have more flexibility sleep-wise on the weekends to allow myself to either sleep or not sleep, or I can stay in bed until 10 and read or whatever the fuck I want to do.
Right.
Because I'm always a little freaked out about taking too much of anything,
yeah,
even if it's fucking aspirin. It kind of worries me a little
bit.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll take some Advil. Like with the back pain thing, I'll take, you know, 800 milligrams before I go to sleep. That way the pain's gone, I can just fall asleep.
Yeah, and I get that. Know, so. But I've been doing that for, I can't even tell you how long I've been taking something to help me fall asleep, because my mind is fucking zooming.
Yeah, if your mind's racing and stuff,
it's
then you got...
always.
Yeah.
Fucking
at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're like,
"It's Well, that's the other thing. I'll wake up.
You forget. Oh my god, I gotta do this. I forgot to do that. Oh my god, I gotta do this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. Oh yeah, I gotta do.
Yeah, last thing you do is when you're standing in the shower at 7 in the morning, going, "Shit, I gotta do that.
Did that person pay for that? Oh fuck.
Yeah.
No,
I gotta do this today. I didn't want to do that. Oh, I didn't have to go to the office. Yeah.
So that's my goal is just to get just a little bit more. If I lose some weight, that's great. I don't know that I'm going to really change my diet a lot. I mean, I'm going to pay a little bit more attention, but I used to do, like I did the food tracking thing for a while, and it was work. And then my mom got sick, and I'm like, fuck this, I'm busy. And, you know, gained it all back.
There's always something that gets in the way of a lot of those things. Overall.
Yeah, and that
so
may
it's really
have been
a lifestyle. You just, I'm a believer in the moderation stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you want to be gluten-free and you have to be, or you want to be a vegetarian or a vegan and all that kind of stuff, that's fine if for those people that want to do it. But if you want to have a steak once in a while, I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that.
And I don't either. Nobody's
out here grilling steaks every darn day and living, well, I'm sure some people are, but
and
we're not.
I kind of believe that I know when I'm eating too much.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
I choose to eat too much or, you know, whatever. But I can go, you know, I'm not really hungry right now, but I think I'll have another one of them fucking star-shaped mushrooms. I mean, or actually,
we got
star-shaped.
Scouts got mushrooms.
What was it? Marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
Yeah, mushrooms, marshmallows.
Okay, same close thing. Enough.
I'm like, I'm gonna have me a motherfucking marshmallow, and I'm gonna have it. And I'm like, well, right. Are you okay with that? Well, apparently I am. Apparently I am. And I'm gonna go up and do my fucking yoga tree next tomorrow night. I'm gonna like, or tomorrow morning. I'm like, God damn it!
Why'd I have that marshmallow?
One that had me rocking, and I've got, I'm like, what the fuck? The whole thing was bad. Okay.
You got to work that marshmallow out.
Got to work something. What's that sound? Oh, that's the marshmallow. All right, so that's it. Kinder, gentler, happier Santa. I'm sorry, Brett. And you may call me Yoga Scott.
Yoga Scott.
Hey, did you see the Star Wars real quick?
No.
Yeah.
I honestly have zero desire to go see it.
The Big Short, greater
than. I did see that.
Did you like that?
See The Big Short.
Loved it.
My wife did not, but I think it's because
I really liked it.
I did too. Because
I thought
the story was good.
Yeah.
But it dragged on a little bit. And the characters are, you know, I mean, what's his name's character is a little too goofy. What's his name? The doctor.
The younger guy?
The doctor character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Christian Bale's character.
Big Short, greater than Star Wars.
Yeah. See, I'm not a Star Wars guy, so.
I really wanted to like that movie. I liked it the first time I saw it.
I haven't seen Star Wars. I saw probably The Empire Strikes Back was the last one I saw.
The best one ever, according to most people.
And that's why I probably stopped after that, because I knew I saw the best one.
All right, let's talk a little bit about... And that was, everybody says that. See, that was the number one movie. It was the darkest, scariest...
Couldn't tell you a thing about it now, because it was 30 years ago. But, yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got. I am your father. Really? What the fuck? I'm cutting off my fucking arm. Was excessive. Perhaps
not necessary.
Therapy.
Call my doctor.
Hush, little baby. Let's sing together. The fuck's wrong with you? All right. By the way, thank you. That was our Star Wars Empire Strikes Back. All right. Now we're going to talk a little bit about what we believe. By the way, I'm looking at the live chat, and there are recipes flying by. Rob, who's a co-op member. Yeah, by the way, I don't even know what this is, but he wants to...
I think he's a vegan.
He is. Rob's one of those guys, you look at him, he's kind of a quiet guy.
Nice guy.
But you look at him, you go, fucker, I would not want to punch him.
Oh, he could tell he's strong, sure.
Yeah, he means like,
we're like marshmallows.
And that's why...
Apparently you're made of marshmallows.
I eat what I am.
Exactly.
I eat that
So he says a quarter cup of chopped nuts, 8 cups of water, a cup of a thyme, what's that?
One cup at a time
in a blender. 30 seconds each time, then strained into a decanter.
What am I drinking?
You're drinking a chopped nut drink.
Oh, cashew milk. That sounds awesome. Truvia. So last time Rob was in the doing his co-op thing, I said, I'm going to get me some tea. And I had some tea. And you know what? We've got this little fucking break room, whatever you call it. And I have sugar, actually raw sugar. Then I have the yellow, pink, whatever that packet shit is.
Splendid.
And I'm like, hey, Rob, real sugar. Good? He's like, better than that other shit. Boom!
Yeah, it is.
Next thing you know, I'm fucking benching 250. That's not true.
Right? Ounces.
How much is this? 250 ounces, oh shit! Okay. All right, right on. And Rob did that. He goes, right on, Scott. And then let's get back in the fucking studio and shoot some more video. Okay. All right. Now we're going to do predictions. We're going to talk about what's going to happen in the Las Vegas in 2016. Again, oracles, the two of us. Ready? First, we'll talk about casinos.
Yeah, go ahead. Because, this is your little list here.
My little list?
Is
that really how you want to start the year?
This is your list.
You want to say the little list, Santa, angry who?
I'm trying to be nice.
I actually got
to
change your fucking, your introduction. He's RQS, he's Drinky Pants, he's the angry who, he's the bipolar Santa. It's Brett Grant, everybody.
When you're doing that in July, people are like, what's he talking about?
Well, everybody's like, I got to go back to watch that fucking classic comedy bit of it. Okay. So what's going to happen with, okay. You look at the Vegas and you're like, okay, well, you know, there's been ups and there's been downs, you know, shit, where it go. And last year it seemed like things were going pretty well. Felt better. A couple things. Is that going to really turn out for 2016? Let's find out. First one, casino, Elon. Have you even heard of it?
No.
Yeah, no shit. So at New Year's,
where's it going to be?
You're not alone.
The old frontier?
What? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, look at you. You're a motherfucking oracle. I think I called that.
I used to work at the frontier.
You did?
I did.
You did not.
I did too.
You're a blackjack dealer.
Nope.
You were a porn star.
Exactly.
You were a
I was buck
fluffer.
Naked.
You were a fluffer.
No, I was the fluffed.
I was not a fluffer.
I was the
fluffed. I was fluffed, bitch.
No, I was a sports book ticket writer during one football season.
Is that right?
At the most corrupt sports book in Las Vegas, which was amazing.
Why was it the most corrupt?
Oh, it's just every law that you weren't allowed to do, people did.
At the frontier.
Yeah.
Tell me a story.
You know, like typically you're not allowed to, if you're an employee of the place, you're not allowed to make bets at your same casino.
Just ask Pete Rose.
You're certainly not allowed to make the bets behind the counter.
That would be illegal.
And going, hey, give me $100 on the two horse in the sixth race over here. And you're certainly not allowed to do it when you're the fucking owner of the casino. Let's put it that way.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that the owner of the Frontier, who's Bugsy Malone, what the fuck was his
name? I have no idea, but it was like, it was the greatest thing. I didn't know the year it was. It was long ago. I'm not throwing any dispersion. I couldn't, if you could told me the person's name, I wouldn't be able to even say.
By the way, what you just did is called pliable deniability.
Yes, thank you.
Well done.
I was just, I was there for a very short period of time. I remember asking my supervisor about that, going, can you do that? And his response was, shut the fuck up.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Tick-tock, motherfucker. Yeah. You want to keep your job? I feel like I do.
Here's the amazing thing about the Frontier. Here's how screwed up the Frontier was. It's Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning. The NFL football games are all starting. Nobody's there.
Really?
There's no TVs with the game on.
Well, that's a problem.
You had to go into Gilly's to go watch the games, but you had to bet at the sportsbook. But you couldn't watch the games at the sportsbook because there was no TVs.
Why would they do that?
In the sportsbook.
That's dumb.
Because they're idiots.
Well. How are they doing that frontier?
They
got torn down.
It's gone. Yeah,
okay,
it's blown
good.
Up.
So Elon, and I'm saying it's A-L-O-N. You may say that looks like Alon. And you would be right. If I put an S in front of it, it'd be Salon.
Yeah.
But here's why it's not Salon or Alon. It's Elon. It's because they put the line over the A.
Ah.
How did I know that was even there? Well, given my crack research crew, which means that on New Year's Eve, when we were at Capitol Grill,
looking out the window,
I looked out, I'm like, the fuck is Elon? What is that? Research. Two towers? Huh, that's neat. 1,100 rooms? Oh, that seems like a lot. It opened in 2018? Okay. Here's my prediction.
You don't think that's going to happen, do you?
Come on.
Across the street from the wind, be a nice location.
Be a great location. Yeah. It's the, you know, because why is that important? Well, because from wind, and north, they're dying a slow, painful death. SLS, anybody? And yeah. It would be great to have, you know, the fucking resort world and Elon. It'd be great. So I did a smidgen of research in these guys, and it's they're fucking like everybody else. Oh yeah, we had a lot of money here. We're a little shit. We're gonna try to get some more money through this. We're gonna do H1 fucking whatever the fuck. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I remember this. I remembered it the first time when I liked it better, when it was 2008 and everybody was doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
So do I want these guys to go? How cool would it be to have a fucking property right there? Super cool. Is it going to happen? Is anything going to happen? So this is a 2016 prediction. Will they break ground in 2016? My prediction? Nope.
I'm with you. Especially since I never heard it about it.
Yeah, it was really quiet. And then the second one, our casino number two, Lucky Dragon. Spooky.
And this one is located where?
We talked about it previously. This is at Sahara. And Las Vegas Boulevard.
Okay, and that vacant land there across from the world's largest gift shop where they had the Brazilian.
It's right next to
the festival?
Yeah. So Las Vegas Boulevard, right? Sahara.
Yeah.
It's here. So here's the world's largest grist.
It's on the north side of Sahara?
It's on the northwest side of Sahara. Las Vegas Boulevard. Right. So I forget the Allure or whatever that fucking. That was supposed to be the property for that condo there. Of course, the condo things took a shit. They didn't expand. Very much like Trump Tower was supposed to be two towers. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Trump was supposed to be two towers. It's one tower, and That's a sweat.
Well, he's going to build a second tower along the Mexican border.
and vertical. Yeah, or horizontal. I mean, he's going to lay that fucker
down. Lay it down.
Yeah, I know how to build shit. We're just going to fucking lay that shit down. You fuckers aren't getting in.
Yeah, we'll put a big T on there.
Right. T for topo. I don't
what
know.
What the hell was that?
El Stoppo. Lucky Dragon. Here's the thing about Lucky Dragon is it's one of the, it was like Elon. I'm like, when we did this show about souvenirs, I'm like, the fuck is this thing? Because,
right.
You know, my crack research people are.
They're all over the place.
Tardy. Fuckers aren't telling me shit. So I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. What's that? Fuck, they look almost done. And they are done with the shell. And then, we talked about this previously, they went like this. Excuse me, Las Vegas County, could you give us some money? We like Las Vegas is like, really? We haven't heard that. Wait, yes, we have heard that. Fuck off. We're not doing shit.
Really,
and this is a big H1 play, which, by the way, the SLS was as well. And H1B is basically, I don't think that's right. I think Ted knows. The play was, let's bring in a bunch of foreigners.
Right.
And like lots of them. And by and they're going to invest. And if they invest, then we can bring them in on H1 visas. Or I forget what it's called. And that's the SLS was that kind of thing. Oh, no. See, Ted is bullish on Elon. He thinks it's going to happen, it looks like. And Danny in the live chat says, I hope Elon comes in, looks very interesting and will really help North. Yeah, so everybody in the live chat feels, Elon is Wynn's ex-wife's deal. Oh, look at all this. The live chat's fucking making it happen.
Hey, we'll find out. We'll
Access
find
Vegas,
out.
Ted says, I think the Lucky Dragon will scrounge up to $30 million. So Ted thinks that Lucky Dragon's going to happen, I'm guessing, in 2016. I think that's not going to happen. I think ownership will change. I think these pussies can't make it happen. I don't know what happened when it's the water. It's the fucking water. So here's what's going on.
Something in the water?
Apparently, there is some poisonous goo in the water where people drink and go, oh, I can build a property and not have the money to do it. Now, if you're a small business owner, like let's say these two kids, you're like, if I can't figure out the funding, I'm not going to even build the fucking building. I'm not going to do it. If I don't have the fucking funding set up and ready to go, I'm not going to build the building. Right? I mean, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Sure.
When I moved from one place to a much bigger place, I didn't do it going, oh, I sure fucking hope this works out. No, I'm like, this will work. I got it. I got it figured out. I know it's going to cost me. These people are like, let's build it and they will come. And when I mean they will come, the funding will come. I just think that's fucking insane. So I think Elon fucked up. I think Lucky Dragon, no.
Right.
I think someone's going to have to take it over. Or I will say this. If it does happen, it'll be a major shift in ownership is my guess. All right, next, Riviera. Here's my prediction. They're going to blow that fucker up.
Why don't you think they'll blow it up this year? Maybe they'll save it for New Year's Eve.
Nope, they'll blow it up. And here's why I say that.
Well, I think you probably should. Because
they have to.
Yeah, it needs to go.
And here's why. Because convention center business here is huge.
Yeah.
It's monstrous. I'm going to tell you a story about
Ted saying they have to get rid of it by March.
There it is. It will go. It's going to happen. And I'm telling you, the convention center business, they just want to get rid of it. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. If you look at the shows out here. So Zarkana, which is at Aria, which is a Cirque show.
Yep.
You know, it's you know, if you want to be a Cirque show and want to die, go to fucking Aria. Because that's where they kill Cirque shows. They do. You're like, okay, let's do a Vegas thing.
What does that have to do with Riviera?
Well, I'm going to show you. So, good question, though.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you my segue. And if I miss it, remind me.
I just kind of thought you went off on a tangent.
Okay. All right. And yet, watch me. I'll come back.
Right.
So, here's what happens. You're at Ari, and you're like, I am Cirque du Soleil. I am a French Canadian. I will build you your Cirque show. Love it. Let's do Viva Vegas. Oh, Vegas. Or Viva Elvis. Oh, good idea. Worst fucking show ever. I'm like, what? This is, fuck. Faith Lutheran could do it better. By the way, I've heard Faith Lutheran does really good stuff.
They're excellent.
I've actually heard some really positive things the last couple of weeks about that shit. We're having somebody on one of our shows who does. But anyways, I'm like, this is
Eric?
Horrible.
Eric Ball?
Maybe.
Well, maybe. Eric is in charge of the Faith Conservatory.
Maybe. So they said, here's Elvis. No. Right. Well, let's do the Zarkana, which has more.
Well, I think you got to realize that your audience is changing, and the people who loved Elvis, they're very old now.
No, it was just a fucking bad show.
Well, yeah, but still,
it was just a bad show.
I don't want to go see an Elvis show, and I'm 48 years old.
I would have seen an Elvis show if it was a good Elvis show. It was the weirdest fucking horrible piece of shit I've ever seen. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I wanted it to be good. And they put Zarkana, and Zarkana is more of a circus show. Is Zarkana still there? Yes. Is it still going to be there? No. They're pulling it out. Why?
Because they're going to the Riviera.
Convention Center space.
Okay. Yeah.
And there is my callback. Okay. So they're like, you know what? We can put up 200,000 fucking feet of whatever, square feet of a convention center.
Right.
Don't quote me on that number. But they're going to tear that shit down and make a convention center. So that showroom, which is a nice room, by the way. Nope. It's convention center space. Right. And so it's gone. It's gone. And by the way, you know, shows are moving all, you know, Blue Man Group, they're all over this place. Now, why is this going on? Here's what I do know. There is one show that will never die, and that's Believe. Why?
Does Chris Angel have a great contract or something?
No, he's the fucking cockroaches of Cirque du Soleil. You can't kill fucking Chris Angel.
He's nuclear.
You can't
kill him. He survives a nuclear holocaust. I'm Chris Angel.
Right. Mad freak! Oh, for fuck's sake! God damn it! You know, if you're gonna, so he'll never go away because I think he's got naked pictures of Guy Librati or whatever that fucker's name is. There's something going on. There's no possible way a magic show is still a fucking Cirque show unless he's got naked pictures. By the way, he's also stealing wives of other fucking magicians.
Hey.
That sucker. So, I mean, and I, you know, there's a guy, a magician here. I forget his name now. His wife, cute gal, worked at, what's it called? Fantasy.
Okay.
She also worked for her husband, seems fair, in his little magic show. Meets Chris. Chris goes, come join me. Come join me in my mind freak. And she's like, yeah, fuck, okay, I'll go. Leaves him. Leaves the fucking guy. He's like, what the fuck? Well, there you go. That's Chris Angel for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Chrissy.
Wow. Murray Sawchuk's wife, Chloe. Ted's got all the info.
That's it. Murray Sawchuk's, right? And
Murray Sawchuk is like a hockey name. I mean, it's like a... It's right. like,
it's like, I'm coming in for the run. It's Sawchuk, Sawchuk,
like
Sawchuk.
It's like the Jewish goalie. I'm Murray Sawchuk.
And then finally...
Now, Terry Sawchuk is one of the great hockey goalies of all time. I just
is that right?
Yes.
I wonder if they're related.
His brother's
does
Murray.
He have really, does he have related?
Terry's been like, Blondie, he's been like the 50s for crying out loud. Right.
And then let's talk about housing. I believe it will get better. Thank you. That's my prediction.
Well, I think you're right from the standpoint that prices are going up a little bit, but I still think there's going to be.
I think it's going to.
You know, after watching that movie last week, you know, the big Short.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm not convinced that we're not heading toward kind of the same direction.
So I watched that fucking movie. I'm like, this is a good movie, and I'm in the bathroom taking a piss. Wow, that water's cold, deep too.
Oh, good God!
Here all week, and there's a fucking guy over here who goes, yeah, you know, same shit's happening right now. Like, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm just trying to take a piss and get out and get the popcorn.
How do you know I was in the movie with you?
Get the popcorn.
All right. How do you know that I was in the same movie? Do you follow me out? Did I have my Johnson hanging out in the movie and that's why you followed me in here?
It's soft and squishy, but it's long. That's all you ask for, really.
I do have to say, I had not done this before. Where did you go see The Big Short? Which theater?
The best theater.
Did you go to the downtown
Vegas?
Summerlin
yes,
new one?
Yes.
Yeah, I went there as well. Best and there's and there's. You know, why this, no one had thought of this 50 years ago, maybe because you're trying to cram people into auditorium seats, but the fact that you're putting, you know, electric recliners in to watch movies with TV trays on them, it's simply the greatest invention since sliced bread. I mean, it's like the greatest thing ever. It's better than No Splash Clorox.
You know,
I mean, it's better than anything I can think of.
And to that point, we do.
And I got some guy sitting next to me I don't even know. I'm going, I'm in love with you. This is fantastic.
It's like, so we get it in line.
If you roll over, let me know.
We're buying it. We're buying our shit. We sit down, we buy our drinks, we sit down. And then we go, every time we walk, we go, oh, fuck. You know what? We don't have to buy our shit when we walk in. We can just, and they're going to come by.
Yeah.
They're going to go, hey, can I take your order?
Right. I'll take an $18 bottle of wine.
Yeah, the only here's the one problem with that.
Glass
place.
Of wine.
Here's the one problem. They have one of those fucking auto bartender fucking machines.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I did. So, yeah, I'll have a Crown and Crown and Coke or whatever. Crown is, you know, diet. Boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. Oh. And so I get to watch it. What? That's, is that my fucking shot? Oh, what the fuck? That's the problem. So yeah. I don't buy mixed drinks there.
Okay.
I buy beer.
Well, I just got water and popcorn. It was the middle of the afternoon. We went to go see the movie. So
and? Your point
but
is
I was duly impressed. Now, I don't know if it's proper etiquette to take your shoes off and your pants off, but I did. And, you know,
why is he touching himself? It's a good part of the movie.
I brought my own blanket and pillow as well.
Yeah. I'm not judging. Yeah. All right, so I think housing
my wife
be
and I shared a seat. I'm kidding.
Okay, unemployment, our last prediction. Let me just talk a little bit about this. So for those of you who are hip, did I bring that fucking
it's
picture
hit the in? B-square. There it is. We should talk about, obviously, 2016 from a prediction standpoint, because the Las Vegas and the Nevada will be very critical in the political scene in 2016 as we
that
are.
That would have been a good prediction.
Yeah, I think.
Allow
yeah.
me to do mine, and then we'll do that one.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Just real right. quick. So jobs, unemployment. Look at this. You know what that is?
That is a concept supercar that we are subsidizing, apparently.
For fuck's sake.
Aren't we? Yeah. Are we not? Am I making that up?
We're clearly subsidizing it.
Yeah. Should
so
we
this
be?
This is the big Faraday thing that saves North Las Vegas, which, of course, North Las Vegas is a festering what the fuck built on a pile of holy shit. That's what it is.
Next to the pig farm.
It is next to the pig
farm. I know.
Which is owned next to a golf course owned by fucking Steve Wynn, which is apparently the best golf course in the world.
It's a fabulous golf course.
Oh, and I have not been invited.
Up by the Mojave Golf.
Cocksucker. Anyways, so this thing is, so this is what North Las Vegas is building all its hopes on. There it is. It is basically, get this, a one-seater Batmobile. Look at it.
Poor
it's a
Jerry.
Batmobile.
Why would I want that?
One seat, electric car. So this is going up against the Teslas. Right?
But one seat.
Yeah. So it's a concept car. So the guy that you
see
there.
Well, the concept
there,
sucks.
Yeah, no kidding. So they're asking, is this what? No. We're, this is just to when are we going to see this on the roads? What, this car? No, any fucking car. Literally what the CNI guy at, not quite that direct, but okay. Anything goes, in 2 or 3 years. Oh, supposed to employ 4,500 people, which is good. It's good. That car is not the car that anybody gives a fuck about.
Right.
I think it would have been better. I mean, I get it. Everybody's doing, here's my fucking sexy Batmobile. No, 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 no.
Well, it's like a crotch rocket motorcycle. It's like, okay.
No, no, what the fuck?
You're doing a lot of cursing today.
I don't care. It's the new year. I have to start now.
You're getting a lot.
Right.
And then you're going to gradually decline?
Well, of course I am.
You're at the top of the mountain working your way down?
Who else wouldn't be?
Well, you could work into a giant snowball by the time you get down, and you could be even worse.
Great idea. Let's go with that. We're bringing out
if we're
raw,
pulling out the cussimeter clock, it's like Scott 36 to
it's
1
a,
so far.
A more raw living in Las Vegas. Okay. So here's my concern with this whole fucking one-person Batmobile. A one-person Batmobile.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it has 1,000 horsepower.
Okay. Well, the speed limit's not changing.
So here we go.
I'm at the speed limit.
Hold on. Actually, you can't hear it. It's a fucking electric car.
It's a golf cart.
It's like this. Hold on. I got it. Hold on. Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So you're not going to put that goddamn car on there. So they're going to put on a real car. Really? Can I see it? No.
Yeah.
Are you working on it? Oh, yeah, we're working on it. Oh, for fuck's sake. Help. Give people something that they can go, hey, it's a Yugo. But it's a fucking car people will buy. It just makes me crazy. So God bless them. I hope they go, all right, get your politic on, you stud you.
Well, no, it's not about necessarily about one side or the other. It's just that Nevada is going to be a big player in who our next president is going to be.
A huge player.
We're going to have at UNLV, we'll have the final presidential debate will be here in Las Vegas.
A lot of lobbying going on here in Las Vegas to get people to do stuff, which is fascinating.
It'll be interesting.
Here's what's fascinating. You know how many electoral votes we have?
Like seven.
Six, seven, six, whatever. Let's call it seven. I'll round up to 10 out of 255.
Well, that's how critical, because we're a purpley state. It's like a purple nurple.
And that's
we're just, yeah, it's just that the state is, Clark County is typically very Democratic.
Yep.
And then the rest of the state of Nevada is typically rather Republican. So
I never understood that.
Well, Washoe County, the second largest county.
No, I understood what you're saying. I just never understood why Clark County, which is arguably one of the most, what's the word I'm looking for, money important. Republicans like money.
Well, it's a, you know, Vegas is a big union town. So that's part of it, too.
That's a good point.
So, you know. But it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. Obviously, the other part is you get the final year of the presidency, you know, eighth year for President Obama, and he's going to try and do all kinds of things. And it'll be interesting to see how the country reacts to all
these
things.
He cried today.
He did.
Ugh.
Okay. But, yeah. I mean, John Boehner cried, and I didn't like that either. So I didn't like the president crying either.
You know what, John?
Especially when there's nothing that really happened recently that makes him want to cry. If you wanted to cry about Sandy Hook, how about you cry when Sandy Hook happened?
I walked in.
Not a year later.
I walked in prepping for the show, and he was on TV, and he was crying. And Melissa was like, oh, yeah, the president's crying. I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Why? And he was in the middle of a speech. There was nothing going on. He didn't say, and Billy died. He's like,
And then the stuff he's talking about with regards to gun control issues and things like that, we can argue about those things till the cows come home.
And that's our new show, Cows Arguing Politics.
Will they make any difference? I'm skeptical.
Yeah. All right. So the fact of the matter is this. Everything
it's
going to
require
today,
a lot more paperwork. I'm sure Mike Q can understand this. If you know, there's going to be some silly things that come out of this. Like you're trying to sell your grandfather's gun, and now you got to go jumping through 8,000 hoops to be able to do that.
All right, now you're making me sad. All right, we're going to take a quick break. That's it. Everything that you heard, I guarantee, will be exactly the way it is. That's unlikely. All right, this is the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Holy fuck, we might have to skip something. Yeah, we're at 51 minutes already. I thought this was going to be a short show.
Yeah, well, you...
If you'd stop blathering on about your politics and stuff, the word fuck doesn't take any time. However, you want to talk about Obama, holy crap, that can take all day.
I didn't say anything bad about him at all.
Time to talk.
Just said he was on TV today.
Can we do just a quick break?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Vegas Video Network, Living in Las Vegas.
Stop talking. Push the button.
Go. Well, why isn't it even going?
See, there you go.
Quit breaking shit. Hey, everybody. Scott Whitney for LASIK of Nevada. And I know what you're thinking. Scott, you're wearing glasses. What on earth can you tell me about LASIK? Well, let me tell you my story.
Please do.
So some time ago, I went and saw Dr. Rothman to see if I could get the LASIK procedure done. And I went through a bunch of tests and come to find out I wasn't a candidate. But instead of those $299 an eye guys who will pretty much work on anybody, Dr. Rothman said to me, it just wasn't an option at the time. Which I really appreciate it. Now, meantime, he's gone on and done 60,000 procedures. I've got friends in Reno. I've got friends here in Vegas who've all seen Dr. Rothman. As a matter of fact, he's the most experienced LASIK surgeon living in Nevada. So check out LASIKofNV.com. Again, LASIKofNV.com. And if you let them know that you heard about him from us, they'll give you 50% off of LASIK plus an extra $200 off. Again, that's LASIKofNV.com. All right, it's time for some real quick stories with your good friend Brett and Bill. All right,
Bill.
Our first question. Making shit up. Here's my favorite place. Channeled.
Yeah.
One of my favorite places to eat the food on the strip. I recommend going here.
That is the Lago.
That is the Lago. Look at it. Take a look at it. That's the Lago. Isn't that a nice view?
It is.
We dined al fresco, which I believe means it's a little cold. Turn on the fucking heater.
You're outside.
It was
about 50 degrees, although it was a beautiful sunny day.
It was sunny, thank God. And they had heaters on, thank God, times two.
Yeah, if myself and the wife were with you, we would have said, we'll be inside.
Well, and we're normally that guy and that gal. But we're like, we were the first ones since we got there at like 11 o'clock. And they're like, would you like to sit outside? I said, heaters? Yeah, yeah. A bank of them. Oh, fuck, let's go. Let's check them out. Quite workable.
Right.
It was not bad. But you got to be in the heater. Actually, I kind of moved to the sun in the heater. I'm like, well.
You're good.
I'll have another one of them fancy fucking drinks. So,
give me a mimosa.
Lago is a good place. I highly recommend it. next up. New Year's. What did you do on New Year's?
I watched football, and we watched a movie. They never left the house.
Did you go to bed before 12?
No, right? Yeah, about 11:45.
You went to bed before the New Year.
Well, I watched the ball drop in New York City at 9 o'clock. Good enough. Watching
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, unfortunately. I was watching the football games and stuff like that. I wasn't feeling terrific. So.
Ah, okay.
And the New Year's is not a big thing for me.
I get that. So here's what I did.
When we were kids, we banged the pots and pans.
I banged the pots and pans one time, and bam, I was acquitted. All right, that's not so far. There's the Whitney's and the Roberts at where?
That's the Capitol Grill.
Capitol Grill.
It's a very nice place.
The best place to go and watch.
Did you watch them right there?
Yep.
Did you stay there the whole time? They didn't kick you out? Nothing. What time was your dinner reservation?
9:30.
So a 2.5 hour dinner.
Time. Yep.
And they had no problem.
Nope.
No surcharge, no nothing.
Nope. Straight up.
Stash spreading. And
it was awesome. It was awesome.
That's a good idea, the way to watch it, I would think. Because the last thing you want to do is be on the strip freezing your kachingas off.
Yeah, I tell you. So we've done this a couple times. And what's great about this is, so where do you park? Well, if you have a reservation.
Yeah, do valet.
You walk in. I mean, you drive in. It was pretty funny. So on, I think it's called Fashion Show Drive, which is the one that drives into Wynn. It's blocked off by security on New Year's Eve, right? So you got to pull in and go, I have a reservation at El Segundo Sol or Capitol Grill or Maggiano's or wherever the fuck it is. And they'll let you in.
Right.
And then they have, like you said, they have the, you know, the valet parking right there.
Yep.
It's magical.
And
it's,
you hop up the elevator and go up two floors and you're there.
And you're there. And for Capitol Grill, it's three floors. Yep. And what was funny about it, so I'm like, okay, well, we got to tell that story. And so there's like four cars in front of us. We pull up into this, you know, where the security is. And the first car said, apparently, I am Jesus. No, he was actually Obi-Wan Kenobi. You don't care about these cars. They may all go through. And so his car went through, and the security guy's like, yeah, just go through. I'm like, oh, fuck. That's Obi-Wan Kenobi in front of us. Let's buy him a drink. That's invaluable to us. So we went right in. Did our little valet park. Up we go. Great place. Not cold. The last time we did that, we actually went on the strip.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you noticed. You might see it in the video. Hold on. Did you see it in this video? Hold on. You can kind of see it, yeah. So you can see, that's a good stop, actually. So if you look in the video, you'll see what they did on the strip for New Year's. You know, it used to be you could just fill up New Year. You could
right,
fill up the whole strip.
Fill the street, right.
But you can see here, it's actually, you can see in the middle, there is no people.
Right.
Right? And they basically blockaded. Now, it looks like it's almost the whole strip. It's not like that way. It's about a lane and a half, two on both sides, because the strip's about three lanes on both sides. So it's, you know, there was quite a bit of foot traffic capable on both sides. And right there where we were, which is, again, right in front of the Wynn, not nearly as crowded as, say, in front
Flamingo
of MGM or Flamingo or whatever.
Bellagio. So,
exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that was, I mean, I saw some, you know, footage on that. And it was like, man, it was packed. But here, super mellow, super cool, great view. Got to look at a pretty sign. Got to look at the Palazzo. It was... I think the word is like an outstanding.
I think there's a CVS pharmacy right there at the corner as well.
No way. They're all, you know what? I actually read I'm thinking about investing in CVS.
Yeah.
And they were saying, we're thinking about getting into the Las Vegas market.
I heard this one today. Are you ready for this? This is just real quick tangent.
I am ready.
In the month of December, Smith & Wesson stock went up 33%. Today, after the announcement by the president, it went up 11%. And since... Think about this now.
Yeah.
Since the president has come into office, Smith & Wesson stock has gone up 975%.
Jesus Christ, really?
I'm not making that up.
Jesus Christ almighty.
That's pretty amazing.
Are you serious?
Too bad we weren't thinking of that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So what else will we be doing? Here's what I did. So on New Year's, I went to the Capitol Grill, had a good time.
Yeah.
Did I wake up the next day with a hangover?
No, because?
Yeah, slightly.
Oh, okay. What time did you get home?
Two.
Two?
Well, we went to bed at two. I don't know what the hell happened between midnight and two. It's hard to say.
Yeah?
I am a spy, and I'm not allowed to know what I do. As I woke up with a slight hangover, I'm like, okay, so some good friends, a very good friend of mine, got me tickets to see Michael Bublé.
Oh, Michael Bublé.
Holy shit.
He's good. He's a talented dude.
Michael Bublé, there he is.
Where did you see the Michael
Bublé? This is at the MGM Grand Arena.
Okay.
Here's the thing. He called it the hangover show. Pretty funny. Here's what was, it was so well, God damn it, this fucking guy. I love him. I love him like my brother. So you walk up, by the way, it was packed. What was funny about this, it was sold out, I believe. And, you know, Bublé, his audience is everybody.
Right.
Right. So you got people who are 80, 70, 60s because he's got that fucking Sinatra vibe.
Sure.
Right. Right. So you got, so I've been to many a concert at that venue.
Right.
I've never been to that many where I saw so many wrinkles and or fur coats. They were fucking everywhere.
Fur coats.
They're everywhere. And it was so funny. So, you know, we had to go to Will Call to pick up our tickets. The Will Call line was probably 100 people.
Yeah.
And there were people around us who were like, this is unacceptable. I can't believe. And these are older folks who are like, well, I'm not used to this. Well, of course you're not used to this. You never go to this fucking arena. Meanwhile, you know who the Property Brothers are? Mm-mm. Oh, I saw him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The TV show. The guy,
yeah,
the brothers.
They were in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were a nice couple. And anyway, so.
They're
so
brothers.
That's what I meant. A couple of brothers. So we go in there. And
I don't
so
believe that they're not gay, are they?
No. For fuck's sake.
No, I don't say that. I'd say a couple. I'm just saying.
They're a couple of guys.
A couple of guys. Right. Yeah.
So, no, he seemed like they seem like a nice couple. No. It's not, no, I must.
They're brothers.
I've watched the show. No, they're actually very. Melissa thinks they're fucking fantastic. Anyway, so you watch. So there's a full crowd, 800,000 people there. So here's how Bublé.
Or 12.
Here's how Bublé starts the show. He doesn't come on and go beep bop boop. Yeah. No. He does the whole New Orleans jazz parade kind of vibe. So he's in the far back of the arena, and you hear. And then he's like, he starts, hey, boo. I forget what song it was. But he's marching with like eight people behind him, the band, right down the aisles. You should have seen the people. They're like, what the fuck? It's Michael Bublé! It's Michael Bublé! It was awesome. And then you know what he did? He's a goddamn stud. He is amazing. He's funny. Check.
Yeah.
A little dirty.
Okay.
Check. He can sing.
Yep.
Check. And the baddest fucking band. Our favorite parts were when he did, I'm going to highlight the band. And it was little jokes about every member, and they played, and holy shit, this guy is not to be toyed with. And as you can see, big crowd. Everybody was there. It was just a lovely, lovely evening. And I was a little mellow. I had some kind of shitty news with my, you know, with life a little bit. Wasn't in a great mood. I'm like, should we go? Should we not go? Should we go? Should we not go? I'm like, well, let's just go. Let's just be
there. That's good.
And it was like, wow, this is.
But you're the man of the people. You like to get out and go.
I do. And it was nice to see, you know, this guy who I am. I haven't been impressed with a guy like that in a long, long time.
Yeah.
And so I use his music, you know, when people come into the studio. I'm like, hey, what? There's a little bit of Michael Bublé. It's kind of groovy happening. And to be able to watch him play, this guy's a fucking stud. It's great to see. Melissa, I'm like, I think this Bublé guy will be okay. I think he might be able to make it. Fuck, 18,000 people. He's a fucking lounge singer. And that was his only arena concert of 2016.
The year just started.
Just doing it. Just doing
done.
The one. He's recording an album and he's doing so. It was. I will say this. Sorry. If you ever get a chance to see him, he's played here a couple of times. Yeah. He's done some small stuff, some charity stuff here, actually. If you ever get a chance to see him, go. This guy is funny. He's an entertainer. And, man, this kid can sing. By the way, while we were gone during the break, do I stop working? No.
No.
Have a drink on me. I'm out there. I'm working for the audience. I'm working for the studio. I'm working for the network. There's me and Craig. We're at a tiki bar. Let's call it the Golden Tiki. Having a drink.
Oh. Now, where's Craig from?
Don't know. Hard to say. Let's call it.
Right, he's in the witness protection program, right? We don't identify them.
He's a spy.
Yeah.
He told me. I can't tell you where.
Right.
Fair enough. Yeah. So that was groovy. Speaking of groovy, Groovy Lounge. What else did I do during my break?
Well, you didn't have a break. You were working.
I'm working.
I was working too.
Trying to make shit happen.
I worked on New Year's Day.
I
did.
That's good.
For a very short period of time, but I had to go take care of something, so I just went and took care of it.
So those of you who know about the Groovy Lounge in the Vegas Video Network studios, I've added a little bit of juice there.
Let's see.
Take a look.
Oh, you put a TV there.
I put not just a TV.
It's monitor.
A 50-inch motherfucking big old bad
nice.
Boy. But what can I look
is
at?
That, is that mirror new as well?
No, that mirror has been, the Modelo has been there forever. Thanks for paying attention to what's happening there.
Okay.
So you see the, I don't know if you can tell, but what that is showing you is the live show being broadcast to that monitor. Before you couldn't see, like for some of the radio shows, you couldn't see what was going on. Now you can be in the studio and watch that. But is there anything else I can do?
Yeah.
I can also bring up any website at any time on that same monitor. And so, for example, you could be in this in the Groovy Lounge. You want to be in the live chat? Right there. Right? Pretty fucking
good
cool.
Idea.
Yeah. That's what I did.
Danny said it's so cool.
It is very. Danny was in there today going, thank you for having my show running while we're having our meeting. It's a gift, really. Emily.
Good idea. Emily, my daughter. She's turning the 21 tomorrow.
You don't look old enough.
I know. Now. My daughter's going to be 21 years old tomorrow.
So you were how old? 20s? You were 18, 16?
I'm 48 now, so I was 27, right?
Oh, you were young.
I was 27. But it was on this date back in 1995. I was working at a 5,000 watt radio station in Fresno.
Wait, that was a story.
Well, it was an interesting story. Yeah, I had not missed one prenatal appointment with my wife the entire time. Emily was not due until Valentine's Day. Here we are on January the 5th, and my wife has a doctor's appointment.
Oh,
so the doctor was close to where she worked in Chicago. And she was working in a town called Oak Brook. We lived out about a half an hour west, out near in the far western suburbs. So it'd take me, 40 minutes to drive to where the doctor's office was. And it's Chicago. It's January. Chicago. It's cold. It's like 40 below zero. It's snowing sideways. It's cold as hell. And as I'm getting ready to leave the house, I get a knock on my door. And it's my neighbor, a woman with four young kids, who's holding one of their kids with his arm like this, saying, my husband left me this morning.
No. Oh.
Little Joey fell down the steps.
No. Oh.
I've got to take him to the hospital.
No. Oh.
Can you watch the other three? I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Can't really say no.
Okay. So the kids were good kids. So took him downstairs into my basement. We're playing video games. An hour goes by. I call Kathy and say, hey, here's what's going on. And I'll try to get there as fast as I can. I think her appointment is around 4 o'clock or something like that. And 4 o'clock rolls around and nothing, still nobody there. No sign of mom coming back to pick up her kids. And then the phone rings and it's the doctor's office. And they're saying, Mr. Grant, your wife's blood pressure is very high. We're going to take her to the hospital overnight for observations. You need to come down and take her to the hospital.
And how far along was she again?
She was 7.5 months. Okay. So I'm like, okay. Meanwhile, the phone, this is the days when you had, call waiting. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The phone clicked again, and this time it's Kathy, who's calling from inside the room on the phone there, and all I hear is, I can't understand a word she's saying.
Fuck. Oh, that's
she's hysterical.
Oh.
She's absolutely hysterical.
Because
her blood pressure's through the roof, they're going to put her in the hospital.
Yeah.
So she's calling on one line, the doctor's office is on the other line.
But she's hysterical because she didn't want to go, or she's like, I got to be in here.
She's just hysterical.
She's hysterical.
Yeah. So then the doorbell rings, and here comes mom. The kids open the door. Guess what the dog does? So my little cocker spaniel, Bailey was his name at the time, takes off through the neighborhood. The phone rings again. It's my mom. Mom. Gotta go. Kathy, hospital, dog, gone, kid, broken arm, me, panic, bye. So I hang up the phone and go get the dog, right? Which,
good idea.
Yeah. So I get the dog corralled,
right.
Pick her up, get her inside, get him up inside, lock up the house, and off I go. And I'm driving. It's like 12 degrees, okay? It really is. It's freezing cold. And I'm driving a Ford Escort wagon. White, the ugliest fucking car you've ever seen in your life, and it had no heat. My feet are frozen.
Can I just ask one thing?
It was a company car, by the way.
If you'd stop cussing, that'd be helpful for the show. Please continue.
But I had to, imagine a Ford Escort.
Yes.
Now imagine it being a wagon.
Right.
Imagine it having no heat.
Basically, what you're saying is, imagine a piece of shit.
Exactly.
Imagine it being a larger piece of shit. Imagine diarrhea. Continue.
Exactly. So I get flying over to the doctor's office and I pick up my wife and take her over to the hospital. And her car is at her office or the doctor's office. Car, now we got to go to the hospital. And I'm thinking, okay, they're going to keep her overnight for observation. And we get to the hospital, and the nurse says, I just kind of say, okay, you're just going to monitor her blood pressure and keep her overnight. She goes, oh, no. What do you mean? Oh, no. She goes, oh, we're inducing her for labor right now.
At 7 months?
Stop!
7.5 months.
Yeah. What do you mean you're going to induce her right now?
Right.
Her blood pressure is too high. She has what's called toxemia. And we have to induce her because it's not healthy for mom or the baby to be in this
And this
state.
Is your first child.
This is our first kid. I'm 27. She's younger than I am. She's 25. And, you know, my family's in St. Louis. Her family, I'm on the phone calling her mom and her dad and her aunt and cousins.
I miss it. Where were you located physically?
We're in Chicago suburbs.
Okay, right.
Far western suburbs of Chicago. Of Chicago. So they induce her.
Yep. Which is
at about
intense.
5 o'clock, 5:30.
Right.
Today, January 5th.
Yeah.
Okay. And the only thing I could think of was, holy shit, I haven't put the crib together yet.
That.
Like Emily's coming home tomorrow, right? Like the kid's coming home tomorrow.
Did you have her name picked out?
No, we didn't. I picked that out after she was born. So I named all my kids.
Did you?
Yeah. So
that's unusual.
That's probably another story. But anyway, because my wife wanted to come up with goofy names, I go, no, we're not naming our kids
Beelzebub.
Simon.
I feel that's not a great name.
I'm naming my kids Simon.
The background of Beelzebub is a little rough. Yeah. Fair enough. Let's continue.
Okay, so they induce her. So nothing's happening. Like overnight, nothing's going on. Nothing's happening. Now we're into the early afternoon on the January 6th, which is tomorrow, 21 years ago. Right. So the doctor comes to me and says, we got to induce. Mm. We got to go in and get her, get the baby.
Oh.
We got to go get her because your wife is, blood platelets are dropping. This is getting to be very serious. So, you know, if this goes on too much longer, life is in danger.
Right, right.
I'm like, go. I mean, what are you waiting for me for?
Good chat.
You know, yeah, go. Okay.
Get up, little fucking doggy.
Let's go. Let's get it done. He goes, okay, you go to the waiting room. We're going to get her prepped for surgery. Right. Here's some scrubs. You want to be in there for it, right? Yeah, of course I want to be there for it, right? Okay, so I'm with her mother and father.
Right.
My in-laws.
Yeah.
We're in the waiting room. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Okay. It's now 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's now 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm thinking, how long does it take to get prepped for surgery? Right.
Scrubs don't take that long to get on.
So I walk up to the nurse's station, and I go, hi, I'm just checking on Kathy Grant. What's going on? Are you Mr. Grant? Yeah. Where have you been? We've been looking for you for 2 hours. What the fuck are you talking about? I've been right there. Waiting room. Sign. Me. Haven't moved. Right. Two witnesses.
How would I not? Where would I go?
Do it. I got the scrubs on.
Right.
I'm
the guy going, who's my fucking wife?
I'm Trapper John, M.D. Right. Look at me. I got it on.
R.I.P.
Passed away. Yeah,
R.I.P.
Wayne R.I.P. Rogers passed away.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Wayne. I'm like, come on. So they rustled me into the operating room, and there's my wife, and
she's like,
where the fuck have you been?
I'm like, hey.
And about 4 seconds later, there's Emily. And she had more hair on her. She's like a little monkey. She had the full head of hair.
Do you tell her that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your little monkey.
She was 4 pounds and 5 ounces or something.
Oh, my God.
She could not put her hand around my pinky. That's how small she was.
Wow.
So you think of that. Her hand
Holy
around my
shit.
Pinky. Couldn't do it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So she was the first girl born in the Grant side of the family in like 4 or 5 generations, like 120 years.
Wow.
And I'll never forget my daddy cracking.
So you have weak sperm.
You see pictures. You see pictures of my dad on the show every week, right? So they come up when Emily's born, and she's in the hospital for a little while, like 11 days, because they had to cook her a little bit, you know, under the heat lamp for the jaundice and all that kind of stuff. And she was healthy. And my wife was recovering and all that kind of stuff. So we were in the hospital for a while. So my mom and dad come up, and my dad looks at her, his first granddaughter. He has a grandson at the time.
Right.
And he goes, that's why I always had boys. And he had 5 boys. And I go, why is that? He goes, I only had 1 dick to worry about. You've got everybody's. I'm like, thanks a lot, Dad. She's like 4 days old. Okay? Come on.
You are not allowed to visit anymore, Dad.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
That's a great story.
Anyway, so yeah, it turned out well, and she's 21 tomorrow, and she's doing great.
Congratulations to Emily.
Thank you.
You're going to Napa with her?
So, yeah, we're take her to the Napa on Friday for the weekend.
Welcome to being 21. Yeah. Let's go have some fucking wine.
We're going to go do some, I told her we'll take her for some margaritas tomorrow.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Margaritas?
Well, you know.
Where are you going? I mean, here in Vegas?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Tomorrow's, I don't know, like Lindo Machoa County or somewhere.
That's good.
She likes the Lindo.
El Segundo,
yeah, that's down on the strip, though.
Yeah, but it's easy to get to. It's in and out.
I don't like the Mexican food.
I don't have to eat though.
I'm going to get a herb margarita.
I did. Okay, that's it. I can't even talk to you anymore. I need a drink.
Have a drink on me.
That was really good. Have a drink on me. Come on! That's right. It's time for Have a Drink on Me. This is the part of the show where I share with you a bar that Brett has gone to because he's a drinky little motherfucker. And you guess where that bar is. But Scott, is there anything that I get as a result of that?
You get all kinds of fabulous things.
On.
In fact, the
hold on. Give me a second to set shit up. Yes, here's what you get.
The prize closet is fully stocked for 2016 with the same shit we had in 2015.
All right,
we got the fabulous Vegas Video Network visor.
I'm not having this.
Here's the visor. There it is.
I'm not being disrespected by these people anymore. God damn it.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny, but let's do it again. All right, go ahead.
Okay. The prize closet is stocked with overstocked items from 2015.
Overstocked.
It's the fabulous Vegas Video Network visor. It's timeless, quite frankly.
Quite frankly, it is.
You could also have the fabulous music that we listen to for the Christmas show, Christmas Acoustic 1 and 2, or a Jazzathon, which was fabulous. And then the music stops. Or, of course, you can be like Craig and just beat the crap out of Scott at the Tiki Bar and have a drink on Scott.
All right,
and break the bottle across his head.
Thank you very much. All right. And there's more to it, of course, than that. Wait, Scott, I want more. I want more. I want to win more chances. Well, I don't blame you. God bless your little heart. You're kind of a greedy little bastard. I've always liked that about you.
Take a chance. Take a
chance. Hold on. I got to show that.
Take a chance.
Yeah, look at that. That's a white guy with no fucking rhythm. That's what it looks like. White guy, no rhythm.
Oh, I don't. I can't. I can't remember four words.
He does say no, and he means it in a big way. God, shut the fuck up. Okay. Oh, well, that was pretty sweet, actually. Take a chance on me. Okay. Scott, I want to put in the entries, and I want a chance to win, but is there any way to double that?
Yes. You can do all kinds of stuff.
Is there any way to triple that?
You bet. You can make a video. You can have the the music of Scott Whitney in the wild.
Hold on. That's a good point. You could be in the live chat during this part of the show, and if you have a correct entry, guess what? We double your pleasure.
That's true.
We double your fun. But I'm a greedy bastard, Scott. I want a triple play. I've always liked that about you.
The triple play.
Greedy.
Well, that was a great sandwich. The Oki Indicator, the triple play chicken Philly was fantastic. It's now gone. It's a great bar.
It wasn't great enough.
No, it was there for a long time.
Not long enough.
Oh, it was probably there for 25 years.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, think of restaurants in Vegas. 25
good story.
Years is pretty good.
God, you're bringing me down. If you send some kind of image or video of the Jazzathon or one of the Christmas CDs in the wild, I'm putting you in again and again. Now, wait a minute, Scott. Here's what I really care about. I really want to be a badass. When you say badass, what do you mean? A badass isn't the right word. I want to be, kind of groovy. No, groovy is not the word. No.
I want to be out of this.
I want to be, bum, 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 a part of the galaxy of God. There's a new one. There's Binky and Bud. There is Craig. He made me drink, and he is a good guy. There's Michael. He used to cheat. There's Scott. And there is Jen, who's in the live chat. There's Alan and his more talented wife. There's Bob's. There's Sammy. There's what? There's your host. There's Jackie. There's Christine, whose baby heard my music in his belly. There's
there's Pops.
And there is Don. There's Wayne. The galaxy goes forever. He's got a gun. There's Danny, who lost a visor, but then she gained one. And there, God blesses our coast. Okay, so, this was a tough one, ladies and gentlemen. Oh,
really? Because it was like 6 months ago.
They're like, is this place still open?
Yeah.
Usually, no, because we like to kill places.
Do you get a new computer?
I got a new laptop.
You got a bigger,
Daddy got a new laptop.
I need one.
You need what?
I need a laptop. By the way, thank you for that very nice and thoughtful gift you gave me. Notice I apologize for it. I kept forgetting to bring you something.
Which
I had
gift?
Something for you. You brought me a gift.
What do you mean, that thing? Yeah. Have you used it?
I have.
Actually, I know you used it. You want to know why I know?
They changed the name.
No, here's what's it's so fucked up. So when I bought, people's amnesia, and so I when I bought it, they're like, "Do you want this not part of your account?" I'm like, "Yeah," but I didn't do that for everybody, including yours. So I log on. I get an email. It's like, "You've just logged on to Netflix." I'm like, "What the fuck?" Oh, and it said BG. I'm like, "Oh, I need to disconnect."
Oh, okay.
I actually knew. I'm like, yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, at least that makes you feel good.
Have you played with it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty neat, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
That's pretty.
No,
cool.
I do like it.
All right.
Yeah. Sense. It's funny when I use that thing Sense and I go to my God, phone. It's like, this makes this thing still feel
right.
tiny.
I think the thing is pretty awesome. I gave it to all of my hosts. Okay, so 14 of 19 correct. This is not going to work for me.
Okay.
14 of 19 correct answers. I do. Can I go up higher?
No.
Maybe you can do this.
Well, that's what I was doing.
No, like this.
Oh, okay. I'll jerry-rig it. Okay. There you go.
14 of 19 got it right. This is a tough one. I'm going to repeat the hints because a large number of people are like, I don't think so. Here's the picture. Oh. The hints were, well, when you visit this place, it's an off-strip place. So if it's off-strip restaurant, right, you might think you might need a password to get in. Now, I went to this bar. We talked about this bar probably 4 or 5, maybe 8, 10, whatever episodes of board. They do this thing where you have to have a password to get in. It's not a real password. You're just pretending. It's fun. If you're a major player in the mafia, this would be a place where everyone knows your name. So the idea is if you're a captain of the mafia, your name is Capo, which is, by the way, the name. If you're a local and you don't eat here. So here's what was funny. We got a bunch of people who said this is Hennessy. And the reason why they thought that is if you look at the image right by that candle there, you'll see H-E-N.
Right. That's the alcohol.
Yeah. But they all thought that was the actual bar. So we got a large number of people who said, of the people who were wrong, I would say 80% said it was Hennessy. Which actually we had already done as a have a drink on me. So we wouldn't do it again. So I thought that was pretty funny that folks did that. Okay, let's talk about our entries. Ready?
We're going to talk about the name of the place?
Yeah, it's Capo's. Did I say it? No. Yeah, it's Capo's over on Sahara. If you're a local, by the way.
Torrey Pines.
Torrey Pines, yeah. Torrey Pines in Sahara, west side. If you are a local and you don't go there on a Monday and eat at the bar, you're an idiot because it's 50% off. They call it industry night, but you just say I'm a local, 50% off of everything, as long as you eat at the bar. My favorite place to eat there, by the way, is the bar. It's the coolest place. It's got a great view. And by the way, the people who are cooking there, they're fucking studs. Okay, ready? Here we go.
Yep.
You got your pan? You ready to go? All right, here we go.
I'm good.
Jimmy 2G's. Let's see if Jimmy is still in there. God bless his little Jimmy heart. He is. Jimmy's got one for us and one for being in the live check. God bless his little heart. Okay. Now, this is an interesting one. Let's see if he's still in there. He is. Tom Yu slapped my hand. He's like, hey, God damn it. You missed me last week. Fair enough. So I put him in again, but he got this week wrong. So I was going to put him in twice for last week, but he was wrong. Oh, but he's in the live chat right now. So, boom, he gets a double anyway.
I'm putting Tommy Yu in there.
Tommy Yu's in there. That's right, Tommy Yu. Hold on, wait. Did I just drop him in there? Wait, no, he didn't. I'm wrong. He gets a triple. I wanted him to be wrong, but he wasn't wrong. I forget the fuck. Tom, you get a triple because I love you. God bless you, the Lord. Andy from New Hampshire. Andy. I don't see him. He also has a crazy James Bond. Nope, I don't see him. So there's Andy gets in there. Boop, way to go, Andy. And then we've got Michael Snow. Michael is also known as Chicago Snowman. We know Chicago Snowman is in the live
chat. The polar
chat.
Vortex is coming, Mr. Snowman.
That's right.
You're in trouble.
Get the fuck out of Chicago.
It's going to be cold in Chicago.
Run like you mean it, goddammit. Yeah. All right, next up.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monica Fagan. Has Monica ever won before? There she is.
Oh, that's Binky.
That's Binky. She's in the live chat, too, so she gets one for this. She's
there
one
she
for
is.
The live chat. God bless her little heart. Monica is a little greedy. Nothing wrong with that. And then Kevin Whipf. Now, I just want to say this directly to you, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Because he whiffed?
No. because I have fucked him.
Oh.
But not in a bad way. So I intended to, he's a previous winner.
Okay.
And I have his red Vegas Video Network visor in an envelope. And I went to a male location and said, I suppose a female, please send this to Kevin. And they said, oh, Kevin's in Connecticut or Canada.
Our home and native land.
And we are not a real post office. We are basically a...
UPS or FedEx thing?
No, we're a fucking 7-Eleven-y kind of gas station-y thing, which I use a lot because no one's ever there. Oh, we can't do that. You got to fill in the customs thing. You got to do customs. For fuck's sake. So I've been looking, literally every day I see his envelope with his visor. And it gnaws at me. So, Kevin, I just want to say I'm sorry. I have your thing. I want to mail it to you. I just saw something. I think he's following me on Facebook. I think I saw that you might be here in January. Can I give it to you then? Can a brother
Let's
give
save
it to
each
them?
Other the postage.
It would be lovely. Anyways, Kevin's back in there. God bless Kevin's little heart. Okay, let's keep going here. All right, Alan, we've got some readers. Alan Perry.
AP in the house. Sorry.
Stand by. Oh, we're not going to read those because we skipped those. We will read those next week. Let's go.
Yeah, I think we're way past the over.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yes.
God damn it.
Hi, guys. The Haddam Bar for this week is Capo's Speakeasy on West Sahara, or Capo's. I am intrigued by this place. The whole speakeasy shtick is pretty cool. Doesn't the laundry room downtown also do a speakeasy theme? What looks very cool about Capo's are the meatballs. I ran across a Travel Channel video featuring their meatballs, and they look mighty tasty. I got to add Capo's to our list for the next time we're in town. Thanks for featuring Capo's as a Haddam Bar over
that
by there.
That was very good.
You like that? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Over
now,
by there.
Hold on for fuck's sake. I just bought a new laptop, and it's
not working properly. What is the cost of a new laptop these days? And are you running the Windows 10?
Nope. But my laptop just puked on me, so I can't see my laptop.
So you're running the Windows
anymore.
What?
It's an HP. It's a Windows 7. I don't want to do 10. I don't want to do 8. So it just puked on me. Guess what? This fucker is going to get returned. Piece of shit.
Return to sender.
You fucking piece of shit.
Scott's language is horrible.
God, that pisses me off.
My grandma won't watch the show.
All right, let's keep going. So I can't see my live chat. Can you see your live chat?
Yeah.
Can you see the... Oh, God, it's pissing me off. God damn it. All right. So...
Where's Scott going?
Yeah, I got to be able to see who's in the live chat.
Oh. Mike Q says the cuss clock is broken. It's like one of those speedometers for a cartoon. It's just running and running and running and running and running.
All right, next one. Shannon, Neon Vacation. He is in the live chat. Shannon writes.
Shannon is here.
Scott. I want to say thank you for the Vegas Video Network visor, which I will wear proudly around the house while watching your awesome podcast while running around naked. Wow, that's unbelievable.
Thanks for sharing.
Be sure, Shannon, just so you know, to share your photo, sans naked, if you wouldn't mind. I also promise to wear it while mowing, painting, washing my car, jogging, or while I'm at the one man-made beach we have here in Rochester during the summer months. Both of them. again, thanks again for this week's winning of Capo's. And which is an awesome throwback to old Vegas. Once again, thank you very much, Scott. You are awesome. Brett is mean and cruel, and he's an angry Santa. PST minus 32 date. Part of what I just read there wasn't really written.
Embellishment.
What are you going to do? Right. Sometimes you got to make shit up. All right.
Yeah, you did.
Danny Ackerman.
Oh, you have to have a video, I'm sure.
No. Danny.
The new Danny.
Here's Danny's thing.
Oh, she sent us a letter instead. No video.
Please take your time on reading that.
Okay. I apologize for the coughing, folks. It was a really tough week with my friend dying. We spent every possible moment with him and his wife, including filling one of his bucket list wishes of seeing the lights at the Motor Speedway. So simply an answer this week to get my name in the hat, Capo's. See you tonight. Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your friend, Danny.
Yep, me too.
Sincerely. We hope you're doing okay. And prayers for the family.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thanks for bringing us down.
Right. I didn't bring it down. I just read what Danny asked me to read.
Okay. All right, next up, Gary.
Tell Scott that Jamie from GCS says hello. Whoever that is.
I could see because it's.
This is from Jamie Collier.
Oh, no, Jamie. Jamie is from Girl Chat Sports tomorrow night.
Yep.
At 6 o'clock. That's Jamie. They're killing it over there. God bless her little hearts. They're fucking making it happen. Gary Romberg.
That show needs to be on KSHP.
Oh, are you,
AM
by
1400.
The way, you do one more fucking come sales
on, Jamie.
Pitch.
On come on, Jamie.
You don't want me to go try to fucking sell your people. I'll close those fuckers.
Well, as long as we're sharing, it's fine.
Oh,
with
I don't. Me. I'm not sure. I'm taking them.
Oh no, no, I would never I'm take a client from you.
I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. I want
Jamie
you to
might
read.
Prefer me better than you, though. That's beside the point.
Well, that wouldn't be unusual because I'm a fuck. Gary Romberg. Gary writes. Is Gary? Oh, look at that. I got my bag because I'm on wireless now because my fucking laptop's about ready to be replaced. Gary writes.
Gary writes. This week's guest is Capos. Brett, you missed Mount Rushmore trivia answer.
I didn't understand
what
he's
rock
there.
Group is it? Four members. One was shot. All were famous in their own right. Starred in a movie with Cary Grant, i.e. Northwest rock group, Rock Stones, Mountain Knot Singers. Anyway, continue good show with Scott.
Do you understand what he's writing there?
I'm not sure what he's referring to from the get-go, what we're talking about. Four members, one was shot. All were famous in their own right.
I don't get any of that.
I mean, are we talking about the Beatles?
You know what I like about
four
Gary?
Were famous in their own right.
Gary proves that you can do acid.
Were the Beatles
still
in a movie with Cary Grant?
I don't know. But Gary proves that you can A, do acid, and B, write letters. Yeah. Fuck, that's awesome. Way to go, Gary.
Not sure.
I give you this. Next up. Aaron Perry.
Aaron. Miss 3D. Ooh, she got a long one. Do I have to put an extra one in for these people?
You will, but I'll show you why once you get to it. Stand by.
Dear Scott and Brett, this is my first time submitting a Haddam, and I hope you pick my name. My dad tells me that the name of this week's bar is Capo's Speakeasy. Mm-hmm. I, however, have never been there because every time my mom and dad go to Vegas, they leave me with my sister home with the babysitter. I think they don't want us to see what kind of trouble they get into when they go to Sin City.
Bum, bum, bum.
But if I win Haddam, they'll have to bring me next time so I can get my drink, right?
Who's saying this?
This is from Enzo Perry.
There's Enzo
Enzo the dog.
Enzo the dog.
Hey, and Enzo's a paisano. Isn't that awesome? Hey, Enzo, how you doing? Hey, how about you? I go to Capo's. He goes, here I am rocking Dad's Vegas Video Network visor. I wanted to be in the galaxy of the gods, but Dad says no. That is only for people and not pooches.
Dogs,
I told him, but I am God. I am a God. Lord knows they treat me like one. I've got
mouth.
Them very well trained. My humans and I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hey, yo, Enzo. Bafangu.
Hey, what the hell was that?
What's the matter, you? Hey.
So we're going to give a double, even though Aaron is one and Enzo is another. We're giving you a double for Aaron. Or actually put Enzo.
I'm putting Enzo in there.
That's pretty good. Okay, next up.
I'm putting Enzo in there.
All right, here we go. It's time for Pops. It's been a while since we've done the Pops video.
I think
video.
Pops has moved. He's launched a rocket. He's now got a balloon satellite going off somewhere near Cape Canaveral, right?
All right, so here's Pops' video. He's in the live chat, so there's one for being there. There's one for the live chat.
He needs two, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And he's going to get a third for this bit of... Where the fuck did you go? There you are. This bit of magic. Ladies and gentlemen... Pops.
It is Pops.
Give Pops shit ever again for doing a video. I dug back in the archives, and it was the Living in Las Vegas podcast number 219.
Nice
Scott
idea.
Did this to the guy.
And he's like, you know, who are you? I said, Scott.
And didn't get beat up for it.
Good. Just the first time.
And it was right before he was inside and took this week's picture and then did something extremely cool. Listen closely. Yeah, shout out to the kitchen people. Hardworking group of people. Everybody at the Vegas Video Network, everybody in the live chat, and all those hardworking kitchen people, servers, bartenders, dishwashers, and busboys out there. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
That's it, Pops, baby. Nicely done. So Pops got a triple.
These nuts.
Yeah, by the way, this these nuts thing apparently is a theme, because the next up is Son of Pops. I've decided to, yeah, there he is, Mono Exide at work dash dot dot 2.0 trivia. The fuck does all that mean? So that's, we're going to call him Son of Pops 1. Oops. Son of Pops over there 2. And he sent me a couple of videos. I feel like I got to give him one of these things because he sent me a bunch. He actually sent me one more recent, but this one I like better. Here is Knox, Son of Pops.
Hey, Knoxy, what you doing?
Oh, I'm just sketching and listening to my jazzathon.
Sketching or sketchy?
MP3s that I got off of Amazon.com.
Yeah? Hey,
yeah, did you get me anything from the store?
Got some snacks.
What kind of snacks?
I know.
That's these nuts!
Merry Christmas, everybody, from us at the Double Cross Ranch.
Outstanding acting there. What was funny about watching that whole thing is you could see him going, it's your line. It's your line. Please do your line. Don't fuck me up.
The teleprompter's not rolling.
That's right. And then finally, previous winner. We know him. We love him. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby LaBerge. And by the way, he sent me about 15 of these videos because it was a couple of weeks. Let's call it 20. It felt like before from last one to this one. He's like, I have an update. Oh, shit. I got another update. All right, Bobby. Fine. You're in. Here we go.
Hi, Brett and Scott. This week's location was a little harder than usual.
Guy's a stud.
But I got it. So here's the video. Capo Speakeasy is located in West Sahara and has a mafia motif. Some of the menu items served there are Capone's Carbonara, Scarpe Shrimp Scampi, Goodfellas Piccata, and Mafioso Caprese.
Hey.
Allegedly, a former mayor and mob attorney with some of Las Vegas's most famous and most dangerous characters may have hung out at Capo's in the past.
Oh, Breckridge!
That's fucking awesome!
Look at my hair. Look at that view. Look at that look on my face.
Where did those come from?
First of all, you would have to have your glasses off. Would you?
That's
not?
Yeah, maybe. But
those, and I look like a serial killer.
Those photos,
I mean, come on,
are. I'm trying to figure out where did those come from?
That has got to be our picture for that you're going to be showing later on tonight. When I,
no, what is that? It's so funny. So well done.
I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas.
What was funny about this, I got to stop. He's like, did you get my video? Did you get my video?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Pump the brakes, man. No. Did you get my video? Yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck. I get why he wants me to do this.
It's a happy new year. And I want to thank Scott. I did receive my visor.
There he is.
It is my photo for the Galaxy of the Gods.
Boom.
We'll see you guys next week.
Ladies and gentlemen,
well
Bobby,
done.
That's everybody.
Well done. I look like a serial killer. That's horrible.
I don't know. I'm trying to like, where would I allow that fucking picture of
like
me?
Like Jared Loeffler going down and whatever. That's not good, man.
Pretty
come
well
on.
Done. So Bobby's in there. He should have a triple, right? You get him in there. You get put him in there twice in there, right? Yeah, I'm sure.
He's not in the live chat though.
Isn't that
two?
On there? Wait, hold on.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, he's not in the live chat. What the fuck over? Awesome. Okay, here we go.
You good? Go.
Knox did get a triple.
Yep. He did.
He got a triple. That was really good.
These nuts.
I can't believe he's not in there. There we go.
All right, here we go. And the winner is... It is my writing.
Oh, so stop. That means something they did, double or triple their entries.
It was Danny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Ackerman.
See, this is the nice Brett. She sent a very heartwarming note, and we picked her name out of the hopper.
Danny wins.
Congratulations, Danny. You get your 75th visor.
She's got 50 of them now. She's going to be on eBay going, I got a fucking deal for you.
I got visors for you. 2 for $75 over Bait Ear.
I got some.
I got these on it. They fell off the pickup truck over there on New Jersey Point Turnpike.
You don't know, but you don't live in the Vegas, but I got some fucking Vegas-y swag that you guys want a little bit of this baggage. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Let's go with today's Have a Drink on Me. There it is.
That is an interesting spot.
Here are our clues. You may notice that I didn't write it out for you, so you couldn't cheat.
No.
Clue number one, crooked skirt.
Huh. Okay. I already know the answer. Take that.
Clue number two, an A-cup waitress is apparently not allowed to work there. Clue number one, a crooked skirt. Clue number two, an A-cup waitress is apparently not allowed to work there. And B, or C, or number three, given my Scottish background, I'd fit right in.
Scotty.
Ew, I need more power. Given my Scottish background, I'd likely fit right in.
That's a can of corn. That might be the easiest one
if
you've ever
done. If you know where to go, where do you send your email?
Oh, you send it to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for playing
along. We hit the over.
Yeah, I thought we'd go under, actually. And here we are at 255 hours after we started the show. Okay. Hey, if you want to send us an email. Oh, shit. Stop.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I don't believe you. Didn't I have that on my notes? There was something that was pretty... Oh, okay, I'm going to have to... Wait, didn't I... Oh, I didn't have it on my notes. God damn it. We got a really interesting voicemail from somebody. I will play it next week.
Okay.
And with that...
See ya. Oh, thanks for stopping the flow.
Is he in the live chat? Let me see if he's in the live chat. Nope. Good. He's not going, hey, why aren't you playing my shit? Well, because I forgot you. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Thanks for playing along. Hey, how do you reach out to us? OnAirQ@LivingInLV.com. Again, OnAirQ@LivingInLV.com. You can leave us a voicemail, which would be completely awesome. And maybe I'll ignore you like I did the last time. But if you do, you go to our website. You click on that little red tab on the side there. And boop, a little guy pops up. Because you have a microphone connected to your computer, you'll be able to do that without ever using your phone. And Ma Bell won't charge you. Hey, iTunes. Love that you listen to us or watch us on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Tell your friends about us on the YouTube. Same thing. Tell people about us. Broku, 31,500 people subscribe to our channel. We would love for you to do the same thing and tell your friends. Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple TV, Google TV, Fire TV. And by the way, we're on Google Play. But Scott, does Google Play even do podcasts? Not yet. But we're already pre-approved. All of our shows are pre-approved on Google Play.
Well, they better put this one on. This is the best show of the year.
Oh, we're on.
This is the best show of the year.
Oh, fuck. Well, it is the best show of the year.
Yeah. Next year, we got a 50-50 chance to beat it next week.
Next year is our 10-year anniversary show. Ooh. We're going to do the whole show
next week. Next week.
All right. Vegas Video Network. God bless my little heart. Okay. Thanks, everybody. I'm Scott.
That's Brett.
See you. And we are so thankful that you actually paid attention to us this time. We'll see you guys next week on the Vegas Video Network. Do